powerful, most solemn moment I've ever seen in my life. There were 30 practitioners, Western practitioners from around the world who gathered to show the world, to show the Chinese people, Falun Dafa is good. I just feel very, very honored and very... I just want to say Falun Dafa Hao to all the Chinese people. Falun Dafa Hao. It's a very, very deadly situation in China. The Chinese president has hired people to head what's called a 610 office. And the 610 office is a state terrorist persecution machine that its sole purpose is to murder and torture Falun Gong practitioners to give up their belief. The same thing that I practice here, the same thing that my mom practices here.
Why are they so intolerant in here?
I have no idea. All I can see is through history. The peacefulness and the actual virtue that Falun Dafa has to offer their people is so important for their people, and it was so embraced by their people that it scared the Chinese president.
How when Zinan was arrested, what was your situation, and how did you fear for yourself?
I went to take pictures. I went to be the photographer. I had a hidden camera on me, and I was the only one who did not get arrested.
Were you able to elude the police?
Well, the practitioners gathered in three rows to total 30 people, and it was a beautiful scene. They were dressed nicely. There was a young woman holding a big, beautiful bouquet. A big, beautiful bouquet of white flowers to honor the people who have died from the persecution. And they sat and took group photos, and many Chinese people were gathering around because of the event of so many Western people.
It can happen and go very quickly, though, when they move.
Well, the people were gathered, and all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a huge 8-foot banner saying Falun Dafa, Truthfulness, Compassion, Tolerance came out, and they just started saying Falun Dafa Hao, which means Falun Dafa is good. And in a matter of 10 seconds, at least 5 police vans stormed in, blowing horns and sirens, and police were everywhere. They were everywhere. Plainclothes police with cameras everywhere. They were just swarmed.
Was it the camera that saved you from getting arrested, you think? Or?
Definitely. I was standing beside a little old lady who was a tourist, and she was holding a camera minding her own business, and she walked away before this happened, and I saw her being dragged away by the police after.
Now, I understand you were able to get your film out of China.
Yes.
It film or prints?
It's film and it's film. That situation is film. We also took shots at the Great Wall, and that is print. That's still.
What will you do with them when the film? I understand the film's coming in a different way.
We would like to use this definitely to break the information blockage that's happening in China now, because the Chinese president and his 610 offices are totally blocked all communication with regard to Falun Dafa. They have used propaganda to sway the minds of their people to hate Falun Gong practitioners. So we're going to use this film and these stills to help spread the truth of that Falun Dafa is good, and so people will have an opportunity to position their hearts towards what is right.
When you were leaving Beijing on the airplane, going through security and everything, when your plane finally took off, what were you thinking?
My heart was calm all the way through. It didn't matter at that time if I was arrested or if I wasn't arrested. We came and we did what we accomplished to do. We have things now that we can help use to help break the information blockage in China. We took video at the wall. Took amazing shots.
Really?
And we have picture. I have video of this, and it's on the way.
Something.
Yeah, I couriered it, so it's on the way.
Yeah.
So what do you put practitioners in China spread the truth?